I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. You know, representing the church, they had to go out to meet the bridegroom. And that's part of the tradition. And the church will go out to meet the bridegroom, but you got to have enough oil in your lamp. Amen. In other words, you can't be trying to work on faith when he comes. Well, I know I've been doubting, Lord. I hadn't been faithful, hadn't been giving, hadn't been attending, just been out there, Lord. But so I'm gonna try to get. No, you'll be like the five foolish and say, "Give us oil, Father." No, we don't have enough for you too. And so, because see, it's going to come a time where in the midnight hour, they heralded the bridegroom has come. And you got to be ready, amen, to meet the bridegroom, amen? Tell somebody, cheer up. Jesus has overcome the world. In overcoming the world, he has made a way for you and me. Yes, he has. In your particular situation, God has a way made already. Amen. But to enter into that door, the key is your faith. Amen. The key that opens the door is your faith, and the decision to move in faith is going to open that realm. So, we know the world hasn't changed a whole lot. It's just gotten darker and more wicked. It takes faith to overcome sickness, poverty, lack, even destructive habits that you might have. It takes faith to overcome. Give me Mark chapter 4, verse 16. Mark 4. It says, "And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time." Now look here. Jesus said, in the world there'll be times where you'll have some trouble. Yeah. All right? We must be able to perceive and see trouble from a heavenly perspective. Amen. You know, as long as the heir, we're all heirs, right? Galatians 4 says, as long as the heir is a child, he differs nothing from a servant. But as heirs, we must mature so that we can receive inheritance in this life. So really, really trouble, I call it the buffeting. You know, when the enemy is allowed to buffet you, it's not to destroy you. Now, he might try to make you think he's going to destroy you. He's a liar. If God allows anything, it's to perfect you. You know, when you wash your car and you wax it, you know, if you really want to bring the shine out, you buffet it. Right? I didn't say buffet. I said you buffet. I said, like, buffet? No, not the buffet. The buffet. You get it on there, it brings out the shine, the deep shine. And so God will allow us from time to time. You have to understand this and be able to rejoice in the midst of it. Anybody can shout when the battle's over. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But how about when the battle is raging? When you're in the fierce midst of a battle, can you still rejoice? Are you still hearing the music? Are you still trusting God? Do you God looks down and says, you know what? My daughter's about to graduate. I'm about to take her to a higher place, give her more responsibility, give her more favor, give her more influence, bless her finance, bless her in her body, bless her in her relationships. It's time to graduate, to prosper. Amen? We prosper even as our soul prospers. And so Jesus said, be of good cheer. He said, get sad and feel defeated and talk about how busy the devil is. No, he said, be of good cheer. I have overcome already. I'm big bro. I have overcome already. I've made a way for you to come. So Mark says here, get it back up, verse 17. These, they're those that have no root, and they endure for a time, but after affliction or persecution arises here for the word's sake. Amen. You let go of the word, it ain't going to arise. Understand, where is this? Why, Lord, why is this happening to me? For the word's sake.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Don't get it twisted. Don't let the devil deceive you. Now we need to discern that properly, because some folk bring stuff on themselves. They got involved. They did it. Now they suffer for it. Now they wonder, Lord, why? Because of what you did. Or what you're doing. But it's not always like that. Here it says their persecution or affliction arise for the word's sake. Sometimes people separate themselves from your company, start treating you differently. Why? And you just start digging into the word more. You start seeking God more. Amen. I'm telling you, it happens. Sometimes there's division. The Lord said, listen, think not that I've come to send peace on the earth, but rather division. Oftentimes it's like that, because when you truly go after God, if many of you know like I know, when you truly go after God, a lot of pressure tries to confront you. And you wonder, Lord, am I missing you or what's going on? No, it's not that. It's the enemy knowing that if you break through, if you get through that portal, if you get to that next place in God, if you open that portal up, he's in big trouble. Daniel wrestled 21 days. On the 21st day, that angel broke through. Daniel, we are here. The first day you prayed, we heard you. But the prince of Persia resisted us. We were fighting in the heavenly realm over what you were praying, over your stand, your uncompromising stand. The enemy didn't want us to get in. But we called on Michael. We called on reinforcements. They held them back, and we're here. And we're here for your words. We're here to bring forth your prayer. Tell somebody, don't get it twisted. Jesus said, be of good cheer. I've overcome all of this stuff. You ought to be rejoicing on, I'm wondering how the Lord will work this one out. My God, what has he got in store for this one? I went through that before, but Lord, I thank you. My God, you must have some real special in store here. And he does. We overcome. Overcomers overcome. When persecution or affliction arise, this is what we don't want. For the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Ask God, help me, Lord, to not become offended. Amen. By people or circumstances or just the darkness that's in the world, the bad news, and all the pressures. Lord, help us not to be offended. And see, that's the bait of Satan. It's a trap. But see, it says here, when persecution or affliction, we need to understand when it should come or should it come, You're a person of the word. And God will not suffer you to be tempted or tested above what you can bear. To your flesh, when your flesh has been showing out, it'll feel like you can't take no more. Lord, I can't stand no more. I'm going to die. Because of flesh. But what's happening, the flesh is being crucified so that your spirit man can take his proper place. So when persecution or affliction comes, arises for the word's sake, we have to know that our roots in the word are going deep. Amen. In the word. And don't back up off of the word. The word is not going to change. See, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. And the word is God. And the word became flesh. Amen. And the word won't change. And the gates of hell won't prevail against the word. James chapter 1 verse 2 and 4. 2 to 4. Somebody say, faith is the key.
Faith is the key.
Faith is steadfast and stable in storms. Because our God is steadfast and stable. Be like the eagle that rises above the storms. Uses the turbulence of the storm. Not to get a bad attitude, but to have an attitude of gratitude. Remember, altitude or attitude determines altitude. Somebody hit their book. Somebody said amen. Thank you, David. And got a few amens. Yeah, I said, attitude determines altitude. Let me try this side over here. I said, attitude. Our attitude will determine our altitude.
Amen.
Okay, there we go. Thank you. Thank you, Rob. Rob is back. Attitude. Listen, let me say it again. Attitude. How you're perceiving things. How you're dealing with, let me say, unlovable people. Are you allowing them, are you allowing affliction or persecution to pull you into a negative attitude? Attitude determines altitude. We got to be like the eagle. Eagles will fly 25,000 feet, 5 miles up, above all the storms. Amen. Don't be like the chicken or the buzzard or the crow or the mockingbird or the canary. They don't fly very high. Do we have James 1, verse 2 through 4? My brethren and sisterin, count it all joy. Okay? Let's get so deeply rooted in this. Okay, let's come on. It's through the word. See, as we behold as in a mirror the word of God. In other words, as you open your Bible and you allow the words, the Logos, being a child of God, a child of the Spirit, as you allow the Logos to enter into your eye gate, as we behold, as in a mirror.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hello, this is Pastor Jay from the Kingdom Plan Radio Show. Listen daily, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. as we discuss a multitude of topics regarding obedient financial stewardship, to include investing, financial planning, and charitable giving. I look forward to sharing information and guidance regarding the most discussed subject in Scripture.